Mr. Dunnings, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Good morning to all your listeners.
Thanks so much for being with us. Now, after talking with you yesterday, I know you're at a big table and you got your maps all spread out, right?
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the new boundaries for the Ingham County districts. Two are going to be dropped. When we were talking yesterday with Chairwoman Linda Tarver, who, of course, is the Republican County Chairwoman, she was the minority of the group, and she claims that what was done yesterday in redrawing those lines was not fair and favored the Democrats.
I wouldn't know who it favors, because I never looked at numbers like those, and I'm not aware. The law sets forth certain criteria in descending order, the most important being all districts shall be single-member districts and as of nearly equal population as is practical. Okay, so that is the most important thing. The plan that Ms. Tarver submitted and had a population deviance of 8.7%. The original plan that was submitted had one of 7.8%, and the plan that was passed had a population deviation of 7.3%. So what that means is that the plan that was passed was better than the Tarver plan with respect to the principal concern of the goal of what you're trying to do when you redistrict. Also, the Tarver plan had more jurisdictional splits. That's where you have, you know, like part of Lansing and put it with something else. It had more jurisdictional splits than the plan that was adopted. And her plan had, the Tarver plan had three precinct splits, and the plan that was adopted had zero. When we think of precincts, we're talking about your voting precincts where your vote. So in other words, keeping neighborhoods, people in similar neighborhoods together. That's a goal. One of the main differences between the plan that Ms. Tarver put forward and the plan that was adopted is that in Ms. Tarver's plan, she had essentially split Delhi Township in half, putting half of Delhi Township in a district with Aurelius Township, Wheatfield Township, Dansville, and Bunker Hill, and then putting the other half of Delhi Township in a district with Aurelius Township. The plan that was adopted kept the suburban area of Delhi Township as one, and the southern, more rural part of Delhi Township was grouped with the more rural area, because it seems to me that the people in the eastern part of suburban Delhi probably have more politically in common for their county commissioner with the people in the western suburb part of Delhi Township than they do with the people of Wheatfield and Dansville and Bunker Hill. So when you looked at the criteria that the statute sets forth, there was never any dispute that the plan that was passed was better, and it met more, it was superior with respect to all of the statutory criteria. Ms. Tarver just didn't like the plan.
Well, she said it. She didn't dislike the plan fundamentally because of the lines that were drawn. She thinks her issue was it favored Democratic voting districts.
Ms. Tarver came and she told us that her map was drawn with software provided by the Republican Party. She had numbers of how many Republicans are here and how many Republicans are there, and the statute specifically says districts shall not be drawn to affect partisan political advantage. The map that was adopted was not drawn with Democratic Party software or anything like that. It was drawn in accord with the statute. Now, I'm sure that since her plan was drawn with Republican Party software, it probably was drawn to favor Republicans.
So wait.
But that's not what we're supposed to be doing. I didn't consider any of that stuff. I just looked at keeping communities together.
Well, there was one instance, she said, in Holt where a line was drawn where neighbors on one side of the street have a different representative than the other side. Is that true?
Well, yeah, but that when you're talking about that, you're looking at neighbors on one side of the street where Holt is more developed and the other side of the street where it's more rural. So, yeah, that's true. But you have to split... you have to make splits like that. Her plan does the same thing. I mean, the plan that she submitted does the same thing. She has, her plan splits Hope by Aurelius Township. I mean, Aurelius Road.
So, just listening to you, you think it was a fair process? Because you have to admit, it's human nature even to think, all right, we've got one side that's a minority, one side that's a majority. History states, if you look back, especially when redrawing lines for Congress and for state and Senate houses here in the state of Michigan, the party that's in charge has a little edge.
Tony, if you were to ask me what is the percentage of Democrats and Republicans in each one of these districts, I couldn't tell you. I never could have told you. I never knew. I looked at keeping communities and like-minded individuals together. I received a letter from the Wheatfield Township Supervisor, and what does he say here? The other map... Well, he essentially says this is of great concern to Wheatfield Township, since clearly this is another plan, would be dominated by Meridian voters who have little in common with our rural township. It is our understanding that the intention of state law is not to do such reconfiguring of districts so as to combine citizens with substantially different interests into legislative districts where the voices of one group would be intentionally drowned out by the voices of a larger and substantially different interest group. So by keeping Delhi, the suburban area of Delhi, as one unit, as opposed to dividing it and putting half of it with rural, you know, one set of rural townships and the other half with another set of rural townships, we maintain that goal. We met that goal. And as I said, with respect to each of the criteria set forth in the statute, there was no question but that the plan that was adopted did that better than the plan that was submitted by Ms. Tarver. She never argued that. She never argued that point. You know, it's one of those old sayings. You know, if you have the law, if you don't have the law, argue the facts. If you don't have the facts, argue the law. And if you don't have either, muddy the waters. And that's what's happening here. Because the law and the facts clearly showed that the plan that was adopted was the better plan of all those submitted.
Before I let you go, I want to get your take on a Supreme Court decision in California, which will, in effect, let a lot of convicted felons out because of overcrowding. This ruling could affect all the states in the union, and I just wanted to get your take. Did you get a chance to see that ruling and what your thoughts were about it?
No, I haven't seen it. I have enough trouble keeping up with the cases here. But was that a federal court decision?
Yeah,
it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, I knew about that case pending. I haven't read the decision, but I mean, I'm not surprised at the decision based on what I knew prior to going into the arguments.
Well, it makes you wonder, how do you handle overcrowding? First of all, if you have budget challenges, if you don't have enough prisons, and you have a large segment of people who need to be incarcerated.
Well, we've been facing that challenge here, and hopefully the administration is going to figure that out without resorting to what we did previously, which is letting a bunch of people out of prison that had no business being let out of prison. So I don't know the answer, Tony. I think that the governor appointed me to this Commission on Law Enforcement and Reinvention, and I think they're going to spend a lot more time looking at changes that can be done within the managerial structure of the Department of Corrections first to save money before they start just opening the prison gates, because even though we've reduced the prison population, we really haven't reduced the budget. The per-prisoner cost is way out of line with that of surrounding states, and it's not really because of corrections officers' pay. Their pay is not out of line. There's something else going on there, managerial rise.
All right, Stuart Dunnings Jr. is the...
I'm the third.
Or the third, excuse me. My apologies to your late father. Thanks so much for being on the program. Always enjoy talking with you.
Okay, Tony. Take care.